Staffing issues are prompting lockdowns at the Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene that appear to be handcuffing inmates looking to gain access to lawyers, legal aid and remand court appearances. Lockdowns can be necessary to maintain the safety and security of staff and inmates at provincial correctional facilities, Ministry of the Solicitor General spokesperson Brent Ross explained. Where possible, partial lockdowns are always preferred to continue visitations and inmate programs. During lockdowns, inmates retain the ability to contact and meet with their legal counsel as well as to attend court either in person or via video link. But OPSEU Local 369 Acting President Bill Akhtarlani said the facility had been understaffed and overcrowded for years. He noted that when staff safety can't be guaranteed during inmates' outside activities, those individuals spend more time in lockdown. When that happens, the lockdowns are rotated to ensure fair distribution of time in and out of lockdown for all inmates, said Akhtarlani. Lockdowns do restrict inmates from using telephones which are located outside of their cells, he says, adding that every effort is made to allow inmates to have a shower and phone call during lockdowns. Lawyers can still book access defense phone calls and one-on-one visits with their clients, even during lockdowns, he noted, adding that there are legal aid representatives in the institution, and inmates can call them or send them requests in writing. Akhtarlani says ongoing staff shortages remain a serious problem, not only for CNCC, but other institutions across Ontario, and disrupt daily routines and programs as well as making those institutions less safe for both staff and inmates. OPSEU has been telling the Ontario government for years that if they want to attract and retain enough correctional workers, they have to hire permanent staff instead of temporary staff and compensate them fairly, Akhtarlani said. The government also has to fix conditions inside institutions by improving infrastructure, healthcare and programming. When living conditions are bad for inmates, that means bad working conditions for staff as well. Many correctional workers end up on sick leave, or leaving the field entirely due to stress and mental health issues caused by working in an overcrowded, violent, high-stress environment, which causes even more understaffing.